The long-running struggle in Rossport against Shell's attempt to impose an experimental gas pipeline on the local community has erupted in recent days with repeated local direct actions against the compound Shell are trying to construct. Meanwhile, the state, at the behest of Shell, continues to press vindictive prosecutions against local activists. Back in March, retired schoolteacher Maura Harrington was jailed for 30 days. Today, the state returned for another pound of flesh and she was sentenced to another 7 to 10 days in Mountjoy Prison. At very short notice, over 20 activists from Dublin Sheltersea gathered at the prison gates and showed their outrage by blocking the entrance of the prison van containing Maura into Mountjoy for about 20 minutes. The vindictive decision to jail Maura comes at a very significant time, when there are growing attacks on Irish workers coming out of the crisis in capitalism. We are told that the billions being spent bailing out the banks has to come out of our pockets and from our health and education services. Yet the state is giving Shell and Statoil hundreds of billions worth of gas and oil deposits off the West Coast without a cent in royalties. While the Irish economy was built on a construction boom and massive inward investment, it seemed to go unnoticed that, by our government's own February 2009 estimate, there is €315 billion worth of oil and gas deposits all along our western seaboard. At the same time, the government tells us that it has no money to pay for cervical cancer tests and the construction of specialised multiple sclerosis units, amongst other vital services. A series of multinationals known as the super majors own the resources off the coast. Shell, Statoil, Marathon and Esso have been given blocks of offshore areas to explore by the state. Whatever they find, they keep, and write off costs, including exploration, off against tax, where the Irish government claims nothing. Not a single cent in royalties. How did this situation arise? Shell and the other companies did business Irish style. The exploration companies got the most favourable terms from Ray Burke in 1987 and from Bertie Ahern in 1992. The opposition were no better. Labour and Fine Gael were in government after the 1987 and 1992 deals, but they didn't overturn these. The so-called Clean Party, the Greens, are currently in power with those who have given away these natural resources. The fact that government won't move on the overly generous deals that the oil and gas companies enjoy gives lies to the share the pain rhetoric. The track record of the political parties at the door, both in government and in opposition, shows that they have no intention of making the rich and powerful elites pay. Instead, the government is bleeding us dry to get $4 billion, while it lets exploration companies walk away with $315 billion. We are the only ones who are carrying the burden, what they are counting as normal. The people of Erris have been resisting this project for almost a decade now and have received support and solidarity from all across Ireland and beyond. The Irish state must be increasingly worried by the example their resistance sets to the working class across the island. If a few dozen people in an isolated region of Mayo can defy everything the state can throw at them for over a decade, the magnitude of this is illustrated by the Garda Bill, which totals 50% of that spent police and gangland shootings in Dublin. Then how can the state hope to deal with the hundreds of thousands of workers in Ireland if we choose to stand together and declare enough? Last night's blockade was symbolic of the power of resistance, that we can stand together and choose to resist. Shell and the Irish state have spent tens of millions of euro trying to beat the campaign into the ground. They have tried to bribe locals, they have beaten them, they have jailed them, and they have wined and dined journalists by the dozen to ensure they get the right spin in the national press. But despite all this, it's not over yet. And now times have changed. The Celtic Tiger is dead. It's a good time to get involved, or re-involved, in the solidarity groups that exist all over the country, and to help make sure the people of Erris are not fighting alone. It's becoming increasingly clear that this fight is one for all of us. You'll find more audio and video at the WSM website at www.wsm.ie. You'll also find more background articles on what's happening in Erris, particularly if you look under the community, environmental and economic indexes.